Chapter 4. I covered my eyes with a trembling hand. I could hear other kids screaming. I heard sobs and cries of disbelief. Even with my eyes covered, I still saw Jillian's head, with its brown hair flowing behind it, the dark, wide-open eyes, the mouth drooping open. "No, no, no, no," Carly Beth moaned by my side. I opened my eyes. I saw Sabrina bent over, puking on the floor. Abby and Julie were hugging each other tightly, tears pouring down their faces.
"I thought this trophy might get your attention,"
the menace said.
"It's a beauty, isn't it? All that lovely brown hair."
He took Jillian's head from the shadow person. He gazed at it for a long moment.
"See?"
he said, turning back to us.
"I can do anything I want. Anything."
Luke huddled close to me. He kept swallowing hard, trying not to puke. The menace raised Jillian's head by her hair.
"Think fast!"
he shouted, and he heaved the head at us. I screamed. Luke ducked. Robbie Schwartz caught the head. He uttered a cry and staggered back. His eyes bulged with horror. And then his expression changed as he got a closer look.
"Hey,"
he said.
"Hey, it's rubber. It's not real."
Kids gasped in surprise. I let out a long sigh of relief. "Only rubber?" The menace laughed.
"April Fool's, guys. Next time it will be real,"
he said.
"Maybe it'll be your ugly head."
Luke wrapped his arm around my waist. His whole body was trembling. "Why are you doing this?" I shouted to the menace. "Why don't you let us go home?"
"Lizzie, where are your listening skills?"
he asked.
"I told you, I need to keep you here. I need you to survive the most terrifying horrors I can dream up. I need to collect your fear."
He motioned to the shadow people guarding the entrance to the room. They floated forward like a fog rolling in. The air grew icy as they surrounded us. I began to shiver from the cold. A shade clapped a silvery bracelet on my wrist and snapped it shut. The bracelet pressed tightly into my skin. What is this?" I stammered. I heard the metallic snap of bracelets. Everyone was getting one.
"Don't panic, people,"
the menace said.
"At least, don't panic yet."
He laughed at his own joke, and the shadow people joined in, chuckling softly.
"The bracelets measure your fear,"
the menace said.
"And when you feel fear, they will start to heat up and tingle." Oh boy, so sweet. I can almost feel them tingling right now.
Matt tugged hard at his bracelet, struggling to pull it off his wrist.
"I don't think you should try to pull the bracelets off,"
the menace said.
"You see, any hard tug, and they will burn themselves into your flesh."
The menace leaned forward over the podium.
"Go ahead,"
he said to Matt.
"Give it a try. I love the smell of barbecue, don't you?"
With a scowl, Matt let go of the bracelet. He balled his hands into fists, but kept them down at his sides.
"That's better,"
the menace said.
"Let's get the show on the road, shall we, people?"
My whole body trembled as I gazed down the row of kids. Everyone looked pale and shaken. Robbie still held the rubber Jillian head tight in his hands. Carly Beth hugged Sabrina. Boone Dixon had his eyes shut. The menace turned to the door behind him.
"Bring out the fear meter,"
he shouted. I heard the rumble of something heavy, like furniture being moved. The rumble grew louder as someone wheeled the fear meter into the room. It looked like a grandfather clock, tall and narrow. The meter was wheeled in front of the stage, and then the worker pushing it stepped out from behind it. And everyone let out a startled gasp. We stared at his purple fur, the yellow horns poking up from his head. Byron!